Good morning. Turn in your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 4. I don't know about you all, but I've been watching the documentary series on ESPN about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls called The Last Dance. I can remember when I was in high school, the Nike Air Jordan basketball shoes came out, and I needed a pair. I can remember working that summer anticipating buying my first pair. And finally, after a few weeks, I went and paid my $100 to get them. And they were awesome. Now, they did nothing for my basketball game. But that didn't matter because when I was wearing those things, I felt like I could take off from the free throw line and dunk a basketball. It's amazing what we think we can do when we don't know that we can't. David didn't know Goliath was too big to stop. Caleb didn't know the promised land couldn't be conquered. Joshua didn't know Jericho's walls were too strong to ever come down. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, we find this week's verse of strength for the road ahead. Paul said to the believers there that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What was he saying there? Is he saying that if I wake up one morning and decide to put my Air Jordans on, that I, at 5 feet 9 inches tall and way too heavy to get that far off the ground, could go to the basketball court and take off from half court, run towards the hoop, launch from the foul line and do a thunderous dunk on the head of my opponent? That I will be successful if I just tell myself I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? I don't think that's what Paul meant when he wrote those words. You see, earlier in Philippians chapter 4, we learned the Philippian church had experienced failure on at least three fronts. In verse 2 of chapter 4, we learn that they were failing in their relationships. They weren't getting along. They couldn't resolve conflict. In verse 8, we find out that they were failing in their mental attitudes. They had allowed anxiety and fear to control their lives. Then in verse 11, we find that they were failing in how to be content with what they had. And let's be honest, we all have experienced failure in one or all of these areas. But Paul doesn't want us to be defeated. He wants us to be strengthened. And so when Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he's saying that you can experience the strength to overcome your failures in all of these areas as well. You can succeed at resolving conflict in your relationships. You can have a positive mental attitude. You don't have to allow anxiety to control your life. You can learn to be content with where you are at this particular juncture in life until God sees fit to start a new chapter in your life. So when you think, there's no way to work out this conflict with this person in my life, think along with Paul. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you think, there's no way this relationship can ever survive, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you think, I don't know if I will ever see another happy day in my lifetime, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you begin to measure life in hours and minutes rather than years and decades because of some great emotional weight you've been carrying, you will begin to see that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul's I can applies to your relationships. His I can applies to your attitude. And Paul's I can applies to your contentment. Now, it wasn't always easy for Paul. He had to learn these things just as we do. There was one instance where Paul wanted something so badly, but the Lord told him, no, you will have to learn to lean on me and be content with that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, we read the following. Therefore, so that I would not become arrogant, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to trouble me so that I would not become arrogant. I asked the Lord three times about this, that it would depart from me. But he said to me, my grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So then I will boast most gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may reside in me. Therefore, I am content with weakness, with insults, with troubles, with persecutions and difficulties for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. We don't exactly know what the problem was, only that it was some kind of disability that Paul asked to be taken away from him. And it's probably a good thing that we don't know, because no matter what our sufferings may be, we are able to apply the lessons Paul learned and get encouragement from them. It's interesting that he calls it a messenger of Satan. God permitted Satan to afflict Paul just as he permitted Satan to afflict Job. Well, we don't fully understand the origin of evil in this universe or all the purposes God had in mind when he permitted evil to come into it. We do know that evil will only go as far as God will allow it, and he controls it, and he can use it even for his own glory. You know, we can imagine Paul's conversation with God, can't we? God, would you please take this source of irritation from my life? No, Paul. God, please, I don't want to live my life with this handicap. No, Paul. God, I'm pleading with you. Take it away. I don't think I can bear this. No, Paul, you need it. It will keep you dependent upon me through it. It won't give you what you're at. I won't give you what you're asking for here, but I'll give you something even better. I will give you my grace. And as long as you keep leaning on me, I'll shape you into the person I want you to become. Sometimes there are hardships or pains that God heals us from, or that through some other means we are freed from. And then there are those that we will deal with our entire lives. Those things or situations that we will have to learn to live with and even submit to. God's plan includes our handicaps and our struggles. He uses them to correct us and to grow us. Paul thought persistence might be the answer, that God would eventually see it his way. And there is a time to persist, to keep asking, keep praying. But then we need to listen for his voice. Listen to what he says. To Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And in those times, we need to submit and simply rely on the wisdom and plan of the Almighty God and trust him in it, because he knows what it is he's doing. Paul thought that being free from this problem would make him a better Christian. He thought that having this removed would allow him to have a more effective ministry. But just the opposite was true. God finally convinced him and showed him that when he was weak, he was actually strong. Can he convince you that when you are weak, that he is strong? Do you have a thorn in your life? Do you cherish it and let it drive you to the Savior? Let me encourage you this morning to turn over the controls. Let him be the boss. Let him be Lord of your life. You're going to have some failures along the way, but Christ's power is strong enough to match each and every failure. But you must surrender to his plan. Paul knew this was one of the secrets to having strength for the road ahead. I was actually reading an illustration of this truth. A young man had been diagnosed with leukemia, and the prognosis was not good. As he sat in his hospital bed, visited by his pastor, he said, sometimes I wish life was like a DVR. In what way? Asked the pastor. He said, I could fast forward through the bad parts or the parts I don't care to see. But instead, I've learned that Jesus Christ is in every frame. And for right now, that is going to be enough. How many times in my own life have I wished that I had a fast-forward button, that I could get through the tough times quickly, or a rewind button, or an edit undo menu option that would allow me to backtrack and do things differently. Some of us have made some pretty major mistakes in our lives. We've messed up with our kids, our spouses, our morals, our plans, and the sense of failure can sometimes be debilitating. It's in those times that I want to encourage you to borrow that young man's words and say, right now, Jesus Christ is in every frame, and that is enough. Jesus allowed the thorn for Paul, and he allows them for us as well. But he also wore the crown of thorns in order to help us through it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want us to watch a video together that gives us a great example of how to handle the thorns in our lives, how to let God do what he wants to do in us and through them. Before we watch it, I want us to pray and let you know that Alex and Megan will be back to worship with us after the video. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for even the thorns in our lives, because this is what we know about them. The thorns always drive us back to you. The thorns in our lives drive us to you for mercy, for grace, for strength, for encouragement, and just a way to see things through. So we thank you for the thorns. And Heavenly Father, if there's somebody out there today who is dealing with a thorn in their side, I pray right now, through this prayer and through their prayer with you, that you would just ease their pain a little. Not take it away, but ease their pain a little and give them that sense of strength that Paul experienced with his thorn in his side, that they can do all things through you who strengthens them. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for his life, his death, and then the power of the resurrection that all of us have access to. We praise you, we thank you. These things in your name, amen. Let's watch this video.